Okay, Chavra, let's begin Yerideya Simin Shin Pei. Simin Shin Pei actually begins by giving us an overview of what we're going to cover pretty much between now and the end of the Zman. Right, the Mechabret Shin Pei Se'if Aleph, he's quoting a braisa on Chav Zayin, Elud Ram Sha'ovel Aser Bahem, the following things an Ovel cannot do, Melacha, Rechita, Sicha, Ne'ilas, Sanda, Tasha, Shamita, Asalikos, Betar, Vasu, Bishayel, Hashem, Kavisa, Vichai, Batifas, Harosha, Bekfiyas, Hamita, Kol, Shiva, Vasu, and Yachtfim, Yom Rishon, Vasu, Begivs, it's dispersed, the Simcha, Ve'icha, Yakera, Kol, Amigyom. Right? Chick, chack, boom. That's it. That's all we have to know. Right? Shin Pei Se'if Aleph is basically all that we have to know. And L'cha Ora, what emerges from this Braisa is as follows. What emerges is that there are Isurim of Avelos, right? Rechitza, Melacha, Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas, Asando, L'cha Ora, these dinim are all the same. What's interesting is that the Taz at the end of Simin Shin Pei, the Taz, the end of our Simin writes, he quotes from the Kolbo, the Avil Sha'osa Malacha Menadin also, that if an Avil does Malacha, you put the guy in Chayrim. And Nish'ela Tasha Ela, how come this din is mentioned, Davka Legabe the Isser Malacha, right? How come other Isurim of Avilus, they don't put you in Chayrim if you don't do? And it's not so posh at the Badi Ashulchan raises this question on page Kuf Lamed Beis. Maybe it's an extension from the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's really not clear. Now, there are kulas with respect to the Isser Malacha. It says in Shulchan Aruch that Kol Gimel Yomim HaRishonim Ya'asu B'Malacha, even if you're an Ani Hamis Parnes Min Hatzdaka, Mikan Ve'elachim Hu Ani Ve'en Lo Ma'yochau Osa B'tzinna B'soch Beisol. So the first kula of Malacha is that if you are so poor that you have nothing to eat, so you're allowed to do Malacha privately in your own home. Now when I talk about Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, right, in other words, the kula is an Ani She'ein lo ma'yochal after Gimel Yomim HaRishonim. What does Gimel Yomim mean? Do I say Mixas Hayom Kikulo on the Gimel Yomim of Isser Malacha? Did any of you think of this question? Hey, everything connects, right? Now remember, the Yisod of Rav Soloveitchik is that Mixas Hayom Kikulo we only say when you need some sort of ma'isa, some sort of kiyum, right? That we say Mixas Hayom, let's say, by a zava, but not by Anida, right? Remember, like ancient history? So Reb Kiva Eger notes that we do not say Mixas Hayom Kekulai on the 3 days of Avelos, and L'cha'ora, that would be very reasonable. That L'cha'ora would be reasonable that we do not say Mixas Hayom Kekulo on the Gimel Yomim of Avelos. Fine. Now, the Isser Malacha is interesting, right? In Se'if Dalet, it says that the Isser Malacha applies not only to you, but all those that Maise Yedehem is Shalom. No? So Avodov can't do Malacha. Right, my servants can't do malacha for me during Avelos because the Maisei Yadehem is Shalom. Now, it is striking that the classical case of Maisei Yadayim, which is Shalom, is Maisei Yadeha Shal Ishto, and Shulchan Aruch does not quote this. And it's also very shver, L'cha Ora, that the minhag ha'olam is that when someone is sitting shiva, the wife goes to work. No? Is there any heter for this? So there's a heter. And this heter, l'cha'ira, is not just modern Orthodox. This heter, my brother-in-law in Lakewood. There was once some issue with my sister-in-law, and my brother-in-law weighed in, and he says that, like, Alpi Halacha, he felt that Maisa Yadeha don't belong to him. You see, many poskim feel that when we say Maisa Yadeha Shal Ishto Ishalo, that only refers to Maisa Yadeha Hakavuim, if she does work at home. But let's say she works outside of the house. So then the Maisa Yadayim don't belong to the husband. Moreover, the Maisa Yadayim of a wife belongs to the husband because the husband is supporting the wife. Let's say you are a koilo guy, no? And you ain't really supporting your wife. Hey, gentlemen? Hey? So, do you assume that Maisa Yadeha Shalo? This is like a really bad deal when you think about it. No, she's working for Goldman Sachs. She's raking it in, and you're sitting there, you're kvetching on the yeshiva bench, and is it going to be Maisa Yadeha Shalo? That's not reasonable. The Mishnah Lamech paskins this way. They say, L'cha'ora, that you don't have to say, she doesn't have to say, Eini Nizones Ve'Eini Osa. The assumption is that if you don't really earn money, so Maisa Yadeha does not belong to you, does not belong to the husband. And if you want to see a Haredi Posek who says this, look in the Tshuvas of Reb Moshe Sternbuch, in the Tshuvas V'Hanhagas, Chelak Gimel Simin Shin Pei Aleph. Right, that the Maisa Yadayim that she earns outside of the house doesn't belong to the husband, etc. Now, their Isser Malacha Ba'Avel is somewhat similar to the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, but it's also somewhat different. On Chol HaMoed, for example, the nature of the Yisod of Isser Malacha is that Tircha is Aser. That's found on the first daf of Moed Katan. And the reason why there is an Isser Tircha, Rav Shachter always points out, he quotes from the Keren Oran, the first half of Moed Katan, the Chazal want us to have Simchas Yantiv. Right? On Chol HaMoed, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv. Some posts can assume you have to drink a revius of wine every day of Chol HaMoed. Simchas Yantiv, beautiful. If you go to work, that's going to shtir your Simchas Yantiv. However, the only type of work that's going to shtir my Simchas Yantiv, L'cha'ora, is work that involves Tircha. Work that does not involve any Tircha whatsoever might not shtir my Simchas Yantiv, and for that reason we could say it's Heter Gomer in Chol HaMoed. Right? Most poskim assume, for example, that turning on lights on Chol HaMoed is Heter Gomer, no? Do you know anyone who's Machmir not to turn on lights on Chol HaMoed? Do you know anyone who's Machmir not to carry on Chol HaMoed? It's Malacha. Why is it Mutter? The Teretz is, the Chazal answered Malacha Sheyesh Bo Tircha. If it's a Malacha that does not have Tircha, then it is not going to be Aser. Now what's interesting is, the Isser Malacha by an Avel is slightly different than the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Look in the Shulchan Aruch Se'if Hey. Sifhei, Asur lasos malachto al yidei acherim. Ela imkein davar ha'aved, shadavar ha'aved mutter la'aved lasos al yidei acherim, afilu davar ha'asur b'moe mishum tircha, mutter afilu hu maisa omen. Right? In other words, we are drawing a distinction between Isser Malacha b'moed and Isser Malacha b'aved. On Chol HaMoed, I am not allowed to do work al yidei acherim. On Chol HaMoed, the type of work that's aser is tircha. On Chol HaMoed, ma'isa umen is different than ma'isa hedyet. These distinctions don't really exist during Avelos. And during Avelos, we say, you know what? You're allowed to do work if you don't have what to eat, etc. In that case, you could do work al yedei acherim because of davar ha'aved. Even though there's tircha, etc., you could do work al yedei acherim. That's something that would not exist on what's it called? That would not exist on Chol HaMoed. Now there is a discussion here in the Achrayim, in the Pisach Tshuva Sifkat and Aleph, and the Pisach Tshuva says the same idea in Sifkat and Beis. Both places he's quoting from the Chamudei Daniel, which is that when I'm mako on malacha for davar ha'aved for an avel, the davar ha'aved is not for the avel himself. Let's say you're in Avelos, and you're the only doctor in town, no? So the Davar Aved isn't for you. You could be just fine not doing work. But there's going to be some guy over there who has a terrible toothache. No? And it's Davar HaAved for him or for her. Are you allowed to do work for their Davar HaAved? Zok l'chamudei Danio? Yes. Now, Reb Feivel Cohen is not convinced that this is correct. Reb Feivel thinks maybe Davar HaAved is only for you, but maybe there's a different kula that Letzorech Chola you could be a Mekel. Is a Rebbe allowed to teach during Shiva? Is it Davar HaAved? The Rebbe is going to miss a whole week of teaching, so the kids aren't going to learn the letter Zayin. They're going to realize that Aleph Beis is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Ches. Right? You miss a whole week. Right? You're a first grade Rebbe. Again, if it's like a Pilpul Shiur and the students are older, some of the students can learn on their own. No? But first graders, they miss a whole week. What's going to be? So later on in the Shach, Shin Pei Dalet Sifkatin Beis, it says, Rabim Tzrichim Loi, it's Mutter. So the Bedek Habayis says that Melamde Tinokos is going to be Mutter. Moreover, it's Davar HaAved. Why is it Davar HaAved? It's Davar HaAved Zakdashach, because if the kids are going to be Batal, right, the kids will never gain that week of school. They'll never get the letter Zion, or whatever it is. Right? So you see from there, L'cha'oira, that Davar HaAved applies even Davar HaAved Shel Acherim. So basically, the point that we're saying is Hazoi. The Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Chamudei Daniel that Davar HaAved is even Davar HaAved Shel Acherim. Reb Feivel Cohen, Tainos and Sifkatin Nun, he quotes that the Chazon Ish says that Davar HaAved Shel Acherim might not help. But then we have the raya from the Shach and Shin Pei Dalet Sifkatim Beis that L'cha'ora Davar HaAved Shel Acherim does help against what Reb Feivel quotes from the Chazon Ish. In other words, Reb Feivel himself, I have to be clear, Reb Feivel himself is inclined to be Mekel on Davar HaAved Shel Acherim based on that Shach in Shin Pei Dalet.
How do we get around the Talmud Torah issue during
Avelos? In other words, it's Rabim Tzrichim, it's mutter to teach Torah during Avelos. Yeah. I mean, that's what the Shach writes, and Shin Pei Dalet Sifkatin Beis. That's precisely the point, that the Rebbe, apparently when Reb Feivel Cohen himself was sitting Shiva, he was the Rosh Kolel in Far Rockaway in those years. Remember this? When Feivel had a Kolel in Far Rockaway? I used to go to hear him on Fridays. He would give like a Chumash year. Very involved. It was really very teeth. He would give a Chumash year. And Reb Feivel was the Rosh Kolel in Far Rockaway, and if I'm not mistaken, the Kolel had its annual dinner when he was sitting Shiva. And Reb Feivel felt there was Davar HaAved for the Kolel if he wouldn't go and go to the dinner and give a speech. So he went to the dinner and he gave a speech. He gave strong instructions, no one should shake his hand. He came in, he gave a speech, he left and went back to sit Shiva. That type of thing. Because he felt that was a heter of Davar HaAved, even for the Kohel. No?
So people would donate?
What?
Because people
wouldn't give money to the Kohel, he felt, if he wouldn't give a speech. The Novominska Rebbe Shlita, when he was sitting Shiva for his wife, got up during Shiva, and he went to testify in court for this guy Mahir Reis. No? Whatever it was. There was a famous Flatbush Balabas who was involved. Right, whatever, we'll do it like that. And the Novominska Rebbe got up during Shiva. He went into court. He says, as you could see, like, my garments are ripped. I'm in mourning for my wife, but it's so important to testify. That L'cha'ora is based on the heter of Davar HaAved Shel Acherim. No? And that seems to be the kula. Now, when we talk about Davar HaAved, so the Ramban writes that Davar HaAved is only if I'm going to lose the Keren. If I just won't make profits, right, Tata, if I'm not going to make profits, that's not considered a Davar HaAved. Right, that's clear both in Hilchos Chol HaMoed and in Hilchos Avelos. What's interesting to note is there's a kula for Reb Yankov Kamenetsky in the Chol HaMoed book that if I have standard buyers, people who always come to my store, and if I'm going to be close to the week of Chol HaMoed, can sign that those buyers are going to go to the other store down the block. They're not going to come to me, no? They always buy nails in Schwartz's nail store. But if my store be closed for the week of Chol HaMoed, they'll go to Katz's nail store to buy their nails, and I might lose these customers permanently. So Reb Yankov Kamenetsky's make on those cases, that's also considered Davar HaAved, no? Because like the Ramban says, Davar HaAved is you have something and you might lose it. And in this case, I have something which I might lose. Dahainu, I have a customer, and I might lose my customer. That's a kula that Reb Yankov Kamenetsky has. You know, in the book by Rabbi Francis and Rabbi Zucker that Arto put out, it's called Chol HaMoed. It's a good book, right? So Reb Yankov is quoted with this kula. The book was updated a few years ago. It's a very nice site, very nice sefer. Nir Lafiyani Estati, that it's meduyok like Reb Yankov in the Shach. I didn't have a chance to look it up. It's possible that Reb Yankov quotes as Shach. But the Shach here is of Katin Ches. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that if I am a money lender to Goyim, I'm allowed to lend to the Goyim even when I'm in Shiva. Why? It's Davar HaAved. What's the Davar HaAved? L'chayr, that's not Davar HaAved, right? I'm losing profit. What am I losing? Zok the Shach Sif Katin Ches. No? The Shach and Sivkat and Ches says that the Pseida is that I'm going to lose the customer. These Goyim always borrow money from me with interest. No? If I'm going to be closed the week of Shiva, they're going to go and they'll borrow money from Yenam. And then I'm going to lose these customers. That itself is considered Davar HaAved. There is a Gilyan Maharsha here in Sif Tes Zayin, no? Oh. The case is, if the Avel works for somebody else, so you're not allowed to do work, be May Evlai. But other people could do the job for me, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Other people can do the job for me because it's not really my work. So you could do it, right? And you'll do it for me, and therefore I get the job. So the Goyan Maharsha writes, let's say you're an Uman L'Rabim. What's an Uman, by the way? A Talmudic Uman?
Artisan?
No, maybe. It's a blood letter.
Yeah.
Right, an uman in Talmudic parlance is a, if you want to sound like really snooty, you pronounce the word parlance instead of parlance. No? But an uman is a blood letter. So if you're an uman l'rabim, so the Goyim Maharsha quotes that the Ramban, the Ravid, the Rosh, they paskin that it's mutter. The Rif and the Rambam assume that it is osur, and we're only going to be mako by divrei Torah. That's an interesting vart. In other words, this chakira that we had before, whether davar ha'aved shel achirim counts. So the Goyim Maharsha is saying, you know what? Maybe davar ha'aved shel achirim helps is considered davar ha'aved only by Talmud Torah, which is a dvar mitzvah. But by something that's not a mitzvah, it's going to be usur. And the Goyim Maharsha knows the fact that the Mechaber leaves out the kula of Uman L'Rabim, or Shochet D'Masa. Right? Let's say you have the Shochet, who's in Avela, so you're allowed to Shecht L'Acherim, no? That might be a Davar HaAved L'Acherim, no? Everyone's going to have to Nebuchit Milchix if you don't Shecht. So is that going to be Mutter? So the Goyim Maharsha is inclined that it should be Usur. Right? Against what we said before. So the real Chakira that we're addressing is when the Shach and Shin Pei Dalet is Mekal on the Rebbe teaching Toch Shiva, the Malamat Tinokis. teaching Tok Shiva, one could say maybe that's a special kula because it is a Dvar Mitzvah, and if it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, it's not. Now, some poskim are makel for the Sheichet because they say that Ochel Nefesh is more of a kula. Ochel Nefesh is more of a kula. That's not so clear. What about the Shamish? Is the Shamish allowed on Erev Shabbos, when he's in the middle of Shiva, to go to Shul to turn on the lights? That's Malacha. No, you get paid. You're the Shamish. You get paid to do it. You're allowed to do it. So the Taz in Sifkat and Aleph over here, the Taz, Sifkat and Aleph, by the way, the Taz, the Shach has like 45 different Sifkatans before the Taz has even a single one. So the Taz quotes, Ra'isi mishahor l'shamish she'ira lo ovel she'yas avodoso v'yecho beis kneses u'l'shamish b'tzarche ha'kohol v'lo yafahara. He's wrong. In other words, there is no kula of the shamish going to shul, according to the Taz. The Pisrei Tshuva, Sifkat in Ches, where is that? Pisrei Tshuva quotes that the tshuvas of Lach Metoda, of the Goyin Mahari Basan, he disagrees with the Taz. And he says that you're allowed, that the shamish is allowed to go to shul. Again, these cases might be, is there a kula of Tzarchei Rabim? Is there a kula of Dover HaAved L'Rabim? Right? All of these get kvetched together. Fine. L'maisa, there is another iser or another din in Sifchaf Daled that you're supposed to be ma'et be'esek during Avelos. Al ove ve'imo, there's a chiyot to be ma'et be'esek. Al koha mason, if you want to be ma'et be'esek, you can. These are other dinim regarding the dinim of Malacha. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkatin Daled. Did I tell you the story? So when my mother's sister was very, very sick, and she's about to die, so I went out, I told my chavrusa, my mother's sister is on the way out, I have to go. So I went to Kew Gardens Hills, my aunt was in my cousin's house. Actually, Baruch Hashem, my cousin just got himself a new kidney on Thursday this week. That cousin that my aunt was nifter in her house, so Baruch Hashem just got a kidney. So that's good. So my aunt Toby was nifteres in my cousin Aaron David's house, and all the cousins are around. I'm there with my mother, and my aunt passed away. Okay, shine. Now my cousin Chaim owns a jewelry store in Cedarhurst. No, he sells chains. Huh? I mentioned the story.
You mentioned the jewelry store, so I assume
it's the same. Right. So the Shiloh that they asked was during Anino, so they allowed to sell the store. Right? So the Pisrei Tshuva here, Sifkat and Daled, quotes that you're really not supposed to, but it's better to sell it during Anino than during Avelos. No? When my cousin asked the questions, they made a time to like speak to Reb David Feinstein, so Reb David, I think, Paskin, to sell the store. That's not so poshut, because the store has his last name on it, no?
Chains.
Chains, yeah. I mean, now it's called Goldmine Jewelers. They changed the name. So it's not so poshut. The store has your name on it. So it's not so poshut. Lamaiso, we're mako. We are mako on selling the stores in these cases. Okay, shine. Let's go on, gentlemen. Simin Shin Pei Aleph. Okay, and Avel is Aser B'Rechitza. What does Rechitza mean? Mechaber tells me that Rechitza's Kol Gufo is Aser B'Tzonein. Rechitza's Panav Yad V'Raglav is Aser B'Chamen. But if you're Maluchloch B'Tit V'Tzoa, Rochitz Kedarko V'Eino Choshesh, that means a Cha'ora, if you're dirty, so you could wash even B'Chamen. And the Badei HaShulchan Sifkat in your Gimel notes that dirt for these purposes include sweat. There's always a general chakira, whether sweat is dino kadirt, whether it's something else. No, it's a very lumdish chakira, which I do not advise that you discuss on dates, because this chakira could like kind of turn the young woman off. What we're learning is the dino of sweat. It would be like one of those, you know those videos about that yeshiva near Aryeh, whatever it's... What? Lev Aryeh puts out these videos of like the yeshivish guy who's like, you know what I'm talking about. So I can imagine him doing that on a date.
Mm-hmm. Teach you Torah.
Right? Don't do that. Okay. So, sweat is dino kedirt, but according to the Mechaber, the basic yisod is that kogufo betzonein, panav yadav araglov, which lecha oira means either panav or yadav or araglov, is going to be aser b'chamin. There's a suffix in the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Yontiv about whether panav yadav araglov means hu hadin sha'ar evarim or not. That question is discussed over here on page Kuf Ayin Vav in the Badei HaShulchan. Lamaisa, he's mesupik as to whether sha'ar evarim you could be makal to be rochets b'tzonein. No? Can I just put cold water on my upper arm? Right? This might be yad. It's not clear. Where does yad end? Where does raya begin? Right? It's machlokas Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam about netilas yadayim. No? Okay. So, fine. Now, even if I wash every aver levadai, l'cha'ora, that's going to end up being rechitas kogufo. It's not kogufo only if I wash everything at one time, but if I wash each aver on its own, that's going to be rechitas kogufo. So this is the psak of the Mechaber. If it's maluchlach betit v'tzoa, we are mekal. The pashtus is we could be mekal to wash even with soap. Revival Cohen points out that the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av says that using soap is going to be usher because it's dino kesicha, which is in Se'if Beis here in Shulchan Aruch. Reb Feivel notes he doesn't understand why that would be true, because l'cha'ora that would be sicha lahavir es hazuhama, and not sicha shaltainuk. L'cha'ora the iser sicha, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, is only if it's shaltainuk. That's what it says in Se'if Beis. If I have dirt on me, that will only come off with soap.
What if it's scented?
What?
If it's scented soap?
So if it's scented and Yataka enjoy the scent, so that would be usser. But to use soap, to give a categorical statement that soap is usser, it does not seem to really be correct. Rechita beposhrim is a suffix in Hilchos Shabbos and Yontiv. Whether rinsing in warm water is that considered rechitza b'chamin or rechitza b'tzonein? The Pischa Tshuva over here quotes in the Sefer Tiferes LaMoshe that poshrim is dino kechamin. Reb Feivel notes that's a little bit shver. How come in Hilchos Shabbos and Yontiv we quote two opinions, and over here we only quote one opinion that poshrim is dino kechamin, but that seems to be the psak.
Why should this be a discussion of this? I get it in like Shabbos and Yontiv, you have the issue of official, but why should Sonein or
By Avelos?
Yeah.
Again, this is beferish in the Gemara that an Avelos aser lirchotz ko gufay bitsoinen. Beferish in the Gemara. Why it's true? Probably because, and we'll discuss the svar in a few minutes, Reb Aaron Lichtenstein Zichrono Levracha's Marach in this svar, probably because during Shiva Al Kopanim, there's a chiyuv to be menave l'asatzmo. You have to feel disgusting. The yesod of Shiva is to feel yucky, and not washing makes you feel yucky. That's probably the pshat. Fine. Now the Ramah over here writes something that's a little bit hard to understand because there is a science of versology that gets involved. Ramah writes, Koze midino, eino aser rak shiva, achar kach etz mutter berechitza. In other words, me ikar hadin, rechitza betoch shloshim is going to be mutter. After shiva toch shloshim, even mechitzas kogufo, even b'chamen is going to be mutter. However, shenahagu ha'idnon le'esar kol rechitza kol lamed. And the pashtus in the Rambah is that he answers kol rechitza kol lamed. That is two chumras. Chumra one, extending the iser rechitza from shiva to shloshim. Chumra two, to aser kol rechitza. Which would mean, right, even rechitzas miktsas gufo, even rechitzas pun of yad v'raglov, l'chor should be aser betzonin. Comes on the shach, and he jumps up and down, he spits wood and nickels. The shach says, no, you can't aser betzonin at all. And therefore, you have to change the girsa. And the way the girsa should be, according to the shach, is that the Rama asers rechitza kol lamed. And then there's a machlokas in Reb Kiva Eger, between Reb Kiva Eger and the El Yeraba, about what the pshat in the shach is. Again, the way the Rama says it is that the iser is kol rechitza kol lamed. That would mean even rechitzas pun of yod v'raglov b'tzoinen is going to be Usher. The Shah says that's not possible. Rechitza Bitsonin is mutter. What does the Shah mean when he says Rechitza Bitsonin is mutter? The El Yeraba assumes that Toch Lamed, Rechitza Bitsonin is mutter, even Rechitza's Kol Gufo Bitsonin. Reb Kiva Eger learns that no, that Rechitza Bitsonin is going to be Usher Kol Lamed only, right? Again, Rebbe Kiva Eger learns that Rechitza Betzonin is not usher at all Toch Lamed, even Kol Gufo. Let's say it again, right? According to the El Yeraba, Rechitza's Kol Gufo Betzonin is usher Toch Lamed. Rebbe Kiva Eger says that there is no such thing as Isser Rechitza Betzonin. That's the Machlokes, Rebbe Kiva Eger and the El Yeraba. I may have just said them backwards, but it doesn't matter much for our purposes. Now, l'cha orav, why would rechitza be usher kol lamed, and why should I distinguish between chamin and sonin? So there are three major reasons that are quoted in Poskim. Reason one is found in the Sefer Or Zeruah. Right? The Or Zeruah says that they usher rechitza because you might come to be sovei hisrosho. Usually after you take a shower, you comb your hair. And they ask a rechitza because you might comb your hair. And if you comb your hair, you might pull hair out. And that would be an iser taglachas. Now, comes along the shachataz, you jump up and down, these spit wood and nickels. They say, what are you talking about? We paskin lahalan and shin sadi sa'if vav, that you're allowed to comb your hair during shiva. No? And during Shloshim. You're allowed to comb your hair. Even though a nazir is not allowed to comb his hair, because that would be ripping hair out. But the din of a nazir is different than the din of Avelos. By a nazir, the mice of ripping hair out is usher. By Avelos, it's only usher if it's ayide yipli. And if hair happens to come out, you reach a certain age, gentlemen, this will happen to you. That whenever you comb your hair, right, hair comes out, no? It's going to happen. If you're not there yet, wait. That's what happens. But l'chor, that can't be the pshat. They point out, this is on the Tazif Katnalov. The Or Zeruah can't be the pshat because we paskin in Shin Sadi that Srika is mutter. Now the Or Zeruah himself holds Srika is going to be usher. But it can't help for us. That's the kasha. So others say, they quote from the Maharshal, that it's not because you're going to rip hair out when you comb your hair, but it's because of an iser tisboras. Right? I used to have a barber when I was a kid. He was awesome. Like you went into the barber shop and he'd wash your hair with hot water. It feels like the best thing in the world, no? Then he'd cut your hair after he washed it. You know those barber sinks when you lean back like that? It's gewaldic. Right? We don't have this in the Heights. Right? That's like a real barber. So the iser of washing is an iser because it will lead to hair cutting. If that's the case, So the only type of washing that really leads to hair cutting is washing with hot water. Similar to what we saw in Hilchos Nida, that when I wash my hair with cold water, my hair gets stuck together. When I wash my hair with hot water, my hair does not get stuck together, and it's better to cut the hair after. So it could be that the chiluk between chamin and sonein, right, is based on the nature of the iser of rechitza is a gezera atu tisporas. That's the way the Mataz wants to learn. The Darkei Moshe, however, has another mahalach. Darkei Moshe quotes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that the reason why we ask the rechitza kol lamed is a gezera atu kevisa. You see, they used to have a river in town. I mean, you didn't bathe that often. We bathe much more often. And when they would go to bathe, they would take their clothing, they'd take it off in the river, they'd also launder their clothing, right? And then they would become clean, and their clothing would become clean, right? That's how they did it. If that's the case, so the iser of rechitza kol lamed is aser atu kevisa, and then kevisa was done in cold water, the same as it's done in hot water. So it could be that the machlokas between the shach and the machlokas, I should say, between Reb Kiva Eger and the El Yeraba, as to whether they answered rechitza betzayin and kogufo kolamed, is which reason do I hold of? If I hold of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim's reason that rechitza is usher atu kevisa, it's going to be usher even in cold water. But if I hold of the reason of the Maharshal, that it's usher kolamed atu tispores, so that's only by chamin, not by tzonein. That is the standard shtickle Torah. With Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichrono Levracha, in his shtickle Torah, in the Minchas Oviv, no? Which it appeared originally, there's a Talmud Chacham in our yeshiva, Rabbi Winevsky, who was blind, and when he was nifter, we put out a sefer, Le'ilui Nishmaso, called the Ksones Yosef. In the Ksones Yosef, Reb Aaron first wrote that article. Just to tell you the godless of Reb Aaron, because I was one of the editors of the Ksones Yosef, we changed some. Reb Aaron wrote it like in modern Hebrew, which means basically that every other word ends in hey rather than ending in aleph. We made an editorial decision that we'd write it yeshivish, and we changed it from hey's to alephs. Reb Aaron sent the article back afterwards, and he corrected a few places that we missed correcting his hays and changing it to olives. He changed them to olives. Right? The man was unbelievable. So Reb Aaron quotes a tshuva of the Maharam of Rutenberg, that Maharam of Rutenberg feels that the nature of rechitza kol lamed is what's called Hilchos Medina. Hilchos Medina l'cha'ayra means that people stamosai have a minhag, they did it, it's almost like a minhag b'litam. It's a very non-brisker minhag, a Hilchos Medina. Now, if it's a minhag b'litam, so the pashtus would be that what they're doing is they are extending the iser of rechitza from Shiva to Shloshim. And that would mean that Kol Gufo should be Aser B'Tzonein also, because whatever applies to Shiva should apply to Shloshim. Nonetheless, the opinion that says that we are more Mekal and we allow Rechitzas Kol Gufo B'Tzina, but we allow Rechitzas Kol Gufo B'Tzonein during Lamed, that opinion might be based on the following. Says Reb Aaron, the difference between Shiva and Shloshim is fundamentally, Shiva is an obligation of nivul. You have to feel dirty and yucky. Shloshim is a din that you cannot have idunim. You can't have stuff that feels nice and feels geshmak. That's a fundamental difference between Shiva and Shloshim. In Canaan HaDevarim, this is the pshat, so we could say azai. We could say that the reason why rechitza betzonein is mutter, betzonein kol gufo during shloshim, is because if you're not going to wash betzonein kol gufo, you're going to feel disgusting. And during shloshim, there's no din to feel disgusting. Right? Taka rechitza b'chamin is going to be usher, because that makes you feel geschmack. But rechitza kol gufo betzonein, that not. So this, I think, is the Mahalach. Again, it's a very beautiful article that Reb Aaron has. And we'll probably be referring to this article a few other times as we go through these dinim. It's Kedai, Ayin Shom V'Timtzeh Nachas, B'li Neder. Tomorrow, we will finish up these dinim of Sicha, Nilas HaSando, Tashna Shamita, etc. There's a lot to say. Basically, until the end of the Zman, we're going to be learning the Isurim of Avelos. I don't think we're really going to get into the details of Yonta being Mevat Avelos. Maybe I'll give one share at the end about it. Maybe you guys will let me say here next Monday also. But we'll figure everything out. Okay, Chevra.